Down in South Texas, there's a bunch of outlaws known as the Free Mexican Air Force. Well, me and the gang here, we were camped out at a little place down there we had called Camp Howdy. Everyone was welcome in Camp Howdy.
Howdy.
One night we were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves, and this big dude of a guy comes out from between two giant cactus, and he walks up to the campfire and he takes one look at us and he falls face down in the campfire and he sucks up all the flames, spits out a live coal, blows out a smoke ring and says, "What are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy," we says. "We're vegetarianums." "Veggie what?" "Say, you boys, you need to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force and learn about the true spiritual sport." So we went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent and pulled on a pair of cotton drawstring yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped into a comfortable pair of wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes that keep your chi going all day long like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. And we climbed aboard the old B-25 bomber that was sitting out in the bean field in the midnight moonlight. And we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the edge of the bean field, I noticed there was a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard, and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?" "What are you, boy, superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field with not a sound of an engine to be heard. Plummeting down through the darkness, I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. Beauregard just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Times rolled into a giant cone. It stuck the little end in my mouth and blew on the fuse end. Folks, right then and there, spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. And I turned to mention this dimension to old Beauregard, and he handed me a bottle of a golden elixir. And in the bottom of the bottle was a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." I did kiss the worm. Just then, Beauregard looked over at me and said, "You drive." So I grabbed hold of the little steering wheel and I pulled back. A miracle, the right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Those are my words exactly. Morelos mountains, campesinos are planting their fields, where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight, it's the Free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. Little town of Albany, a cowboy is cooling his heels. Remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life. Make the free Mexican Air Force fly home tonight. Uncle Sam in his misery put a nix on the fields of Guerrero. He said, shoot down all gringos and wetbacks who dare wear sombrero. The borders of evil will fall to the smugglers of life. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Yeah, we're flying so high, 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 cause they think that the wild weed can free us. Freedom for us is a prison for the rulers of mine. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Texican Air Force is flying tonight. Everybody flying so high, high.